Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Southside native Dick Butkus was one of the most feared linebackers ever to play the game. Chicago Bears Network's Jeff Joniak sat down with the Bears Hall of Famer.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Do you remember the moment you fell in love with the game as a kid?
I never went to I didn't go to a pro game until I was in college, I believe. And so the only games I went to were high school, watching my brothers. They played for Tilden and CVS. So I think it was early age, between 8 to 10. Our house was kind of set back, and we had a picket fence up in front. And I used to get Skippy peanut butter jars, and then, you know, when they were done, wash them out, and that would be my tea. And so I would kick, I'd go to the park, do my, by myself, and kick and punt and do whatever. Somebody said, oh, you used to run and hit trees. And I'm like, you know, I don't think so. What I meant was that I'd run home from, you know, if I was out late at on the further south, like 105th or 107th, a couple of friends lived over there. If I was out late over there, I would come running, you know, I'd run home, and I'd run through the park, and then I'd pretend I was a ball carrier, and I'm running around trees as I'm running home. You know, they said, oh, I was running and tackling trees. Now, come on, Jesus.
So you're smarter than that.
Yeah, a little bit. Jeez.
What did it mean to be a Bear?
Well, I didn't really understand that much about how much or what it really meant, like right off the bat. But then as you learn more, and like I say, I'm playing with the guy who almost invented the game here. This is a franchise that got to be looked up to. You know, it has a lot going for it. It's just unfortunate we didn't win as much.
The only thing I can say about the great Dick Butkus, I'll say it in a poem. Roses are red and violets are blue. If you got any sense, you'll keep Butkus away from you.
I took words how people had described you over the course of your career. Extremely disruptive, relentless, strong, agile, quick, instinctive, competitor, smart, dirty, animal, savage, angry. Football was never a game but a street fight. How do you feel about all those different characteristics?
Well, the only thing I would, you'd really have to pointed out to me where I was dirty. To me, dirty would be a cheap shot or whatever. Granted, I, you know, hit you in some spots. Maybe it wasn't, you know, too easy on people, but it was a purpose behind it. And it was to make them think about it that, you know, when you come around or you're going to get hit, you get ready. And my thought was the harder I can hit you, the better chance we're going to get a turnover, maybe.
Did you really manufacture things to make you mad on game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, before the games, yeah. I used to, to me, it was all business. So it wasn't a joke. So, you know, they're just laughing about something totally innocent. And I see that. I they're laughing at us, which probably a lot of teams were doing anyway. For real, laughing at us the way we were playing some of those games.
Best linebacker wearing a Bear uniform not named Butkus?
Man.
So many good.
There's a lot of them. You got to start off with Bill George, I think. Yeah. Just, he was just a tough guy, tough.
What'd you think of Gale?
He was always very quiet, everything else, but I would, you know, I just would jag with him or whatever, and he'd laugh, or, you know, we'd get along fine. He's not very open to a lot of people. I don't know what year it was, but we're down at training camp, and we're at the place there before dinner, and he's talking about how, oh, you get all the appearances and everything. And I'm like, oh, really? Let's make a deal. If you ever get an offer for an appearance, you tell them I got to come too. And when I get a call, I'll tell them, I got to bring Gail. So we're in DeKalb 20 years later. And so we're sitting around, and I said, well, I got to get going. I got to get up early tomorrow. He said, where are you going? I said, I got to go down to somewhere, South Carolina, I think. For what? I says, I got an appearance down there. Oh, man, see, I said, don't start, Gail. I said, I told you, if you would agreed with me, you would be going with me. So don't start anything, you know. So he laughed. He was fun. Good guy, just hard to understand.
Butkus was all NFL 7 times and an 8-time Pro Bowler in a career cut short to 9 years by knee injuries. The one accolade he did not receive was Rookie of the Year honors that went to teammate and fellow Hall of Famer Gale Sayers. Anthony, you played with a pretty good linebacker that's probably headed to Canton as well.
Yes, number 54, Brian Urlach, was an outstanding football player, but he was also a great teammate. And number 55 is making a strong case as well.
Bears have had some great linebackers through the years.